Rock 107 WIRX, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Unter.
Hey, how's it going?
Happy Friday, man. Of course, it is that wonderful time of year.
It's the most.
No, not that. No, oh, you not shut that the one. Hell up. Don't you dare start singing Christmas songs. No, it's fall time, or it's getting there anyways, mm-hmm. and that usually means delicious beverages. Well, there's delicious beverages in the summer, in the winter, in spring.
Where are you getting there?
I don't know where I'm going. I'll be honest, I started a thought, and I wasn't sure where I was leading to, so let's just get to it. Jenna's here. Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
As I spiral out of control, let's bring it back. Good to see you.
It's wonderful to see you as well.
You got that fresh new haircut.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Looking fly as hell. All right. It's always great seeing you because you always bring us delicious libations, and today is no different. So let's get right to it. What do you got for us?
All right. So as you mentioned, we are now entering our next season.
Yes.
Always a little bit sad, but also one of my favorite seasons that we see in Michigan.
Yes.
I did bring a Michigan home product today. Virtue Ciders, located in Fenville, Michigan.
Cider time.
It's cider time, folks.
Yeah.
This is their peak season. Yep. You know, you see a lot of different things going on. A lot of their actual locations, their retail locations, mm-hmm. are super busy with families coming out. One cool thing about Virtue, again, it's only 45, 50 minutes from us here in Southwest Michigan.
Yep.
They have animals on the farm.
Oh, awesome.
It's very kid friendly. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So if you're looking to do something, and then Fenville in general has a lot of that really cool, like apple picking places.
Yeah.
There's cranes. There's just a lot of different things
going
on.
Like a fall vibe.
Yeah. Town,
huh? Absolutely.
That's where I just bought my camper was Fenville.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's over there. Got
nice.
It in Fenville.
My
67 Frolic. And you guess what I'm going to stock the fridge in?
With beers.
Virtue Ciders.
There
right
you go.
There.
You're just a local man.
Before we dive fully into it, I got a question for you. For the beer lady.
Yes.
What's up with the cider craze? It's everywhere now.
Yes. Yes.
And ciders have been out for a long time.
Yes. So ciders have, like, I guess the landscape has changed in a lot of things in the industry right now. Cider particularly has gone from being that when we first saw ciders come into the market that were really big,
mm-hmm.
it was that really like sugar bomb,
yep.
mainstream, mass produced,
yep.
Not really like quality cider.
Yeah.
And those brands have started to decline, whereas these craft ciders
mm-hmm.
have really started to incline. So the places like Blake Cider out of Armada, Michigan, who does mm-hmm. a lot of funky stuff,
yep.
they
yep.
are huge right now. Virtue Cider as well. And then there's a ton of others, right? There's Cranes, there's Vandermill, different ones.
Yeah.
But yeah,
wow.
So like craft cider has really exploded.
It's just they've really actually put some thought and some work and some science into the ciders instead
Absolutely.
Of just all the sugar
exactly.
and, you know, yeah.
And like wine, people's palates have developed, so mm-hmm. you start kind of sweet, and then you start to get, well, I like something a little bit drier or something mm-hmm. with a little bit more something to it, like a little
yeah.
bit more oomph, I guess, if
yeah.
you will, not just that sugar bomb. So that's
awesome.
What you're starting to see.
Well, let's get some booze in my mouth because we've been talking about it. And what are we going to start with?
So we're going to start with their driest cider. I figure we didn't want to go sweet to dry because then it's kind of a little bit of a bomb at the end.
Yeah.
It's a little dry. So we're going to start with their driest cider. This is going to be somebody that's more into like more of a champagne style.
Smells good.
A little bit more European, if you will. Like if you're used to like European ciders, or I should say like, you know, just... I guess ones that are not produced here, you're going to find those that are going to be drier. So this is kind of that.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't bite at all.
No. So it's super smooth, but there you can tell there's not a ton of sugar in this, right?
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
actually, let's see, there is actually...
my body's like, ooh.
0 grams of sugar in this.
What? So, no kidding.
Yeah, so that's all fruit that you're tasting. That's all apple. That's all like their science of what they're doing. There's
love
no sugar
that.
In that.
Because I honestly stopped drinking ciders for a long time because mm-hmm. when I realized like, wow, that's
yes.
a ton of sugar. Like
yeah,
all
there
of them
are,
were.
Right,
yeah.
There's a lot of them that do have them. Yeah. As we progress to sweeter, you're going to see some of these do have some sugar
yeah,
in them.
Yeah.
However, they're, again, Virtue does this thing called the ABCs of cider.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about the apples. They use 100% Michigan apples. And then every single one of their products sees a barrel for some time.
Mm-hmm.
So like
mm-hmm.
with the Goose Island barrels, they do a lot with that. And then they're cider makers, right? They have proper cider makers that blend everything. So
gotcha.
That's their whole spiff.
I love it. That's great. That's
zero
something you
sugar,
can have.
Man.
Zero sugar. I can actually have my ciders and not, you know, feel guilty about it.
As a diabetic, yeah. it's legal.
I can do it.
Oh.
All right. What's the next one that we got here?
The next one is kind of like your mainstream that you see like mostly on tap, I would say,
yeah.
In restaurants. It is their apple.
Okay.
So this is going to have a little bit of sugar in it, but this is going to be just, like I said, Michigan apple. Very, very delicious. It's semi-sweet, semi-dry, they say.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
You know what I noticed, too, with the, you know, like you're saying, with the ciders kind of coming up and in the big boom right now? I think less sugar in everything right now is kind of a craze too. Yeah.
Right. So
like people are starting to realize, like, man, like, maybe can't be having
it,
all
or at least have the option for it. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And kind of what you were saying, like, what is up with this big boom of ciders? Also, we were just talking off air, seltzers, right?
No, yeah.
So next week I'm bringing in some natty seltzer for you guys to try. I mean, everybody's making seltzers.
You had
right?
me at natty.
Right.
We're good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to try some more Virtue Ciders when we come back. It's Hey Bud.
Hey,
it's
Bud.
Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX, Friday, the Plan B Morning Show. It's time for Hey Bud, segment number dos.
Number two.
See, I took Spanish class. All right, we got Jenna with us. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, folks.
All right, so we've already had some delicious Virtue Ciders. Just tell us real quick, recap what we've had so far.
Yeah, so far, I want to say I was remiss to say this. I brought in the variety pack today.
Yes.
So this is all available in their variety pack.
Awesome.
Beautiful packaging. It's a 12-pack.
Very cool.
There are three of each of these ciders, four different flavors. So we started out with the Brut, which is going to be their driest, more of like a champagne style. Then their Michigan Apple, which is more middle of the road. Every cider drinker kind of like started there. It's not quite as sweet as some of the mainstream ones that you see out there.
Yep.
Very much a sessionable, easy, not going to offend anybody, right?
Question for you.
Sure.
Does this count as my fruits for the day?
I mean, it's all Michigan apples, so I would have to say, I mean, there's apples
in
this.
I'm going to tell my doctor to shut the hell up because I'm getting plenty of fruit.
Yeah. Like, I got my apple day. I'm keeping you away.
Keep you away, you son of a bitch. All right, let's get on to this. I know. He's real mean to me, though. He yells at me all the time.
What kind of doctor
he's
you
got
at?
Cold hands.
Oh, God.
It makes me cough all the time. I don't get it.
His last name's not Kevorkian, is it?
I think it's his brother.
Oh, boy.
I know. I'm dead. Anyway, let's move on to the next one. I digress.
Okay.
What do you got for us?
Okay, so this is one of my absolute favorites. This is their cherry. And we have seen such a spike in sales in this one in the market. All of these you can purchase individually by themselves in a six-pack. But if you want to bring a variety, these are all available in the variety. There are a few other flavors that Virtue makes that is also in a six-pack but not in the variety pack, such as their rosé and the mitten. But this one I just really enjoy. Again, these are Michigan cherries, and it's Michigan apples. It's just delicious.
I don't think I've ever tasted a cider that's even similar to that.
So that's cherry and apples?
Cherry and apples.
It's fantastic.
That is, what does that taste like? I mean, cherry and apples, but it's
cherry
got
pie.
A little bit of cherry pie.
That's what it is.
Kind of like a cold slice of cherry pie.
A cold slice.
Yeah.
It's got to be cold.
Well, because it's cold beer. So it's like it's after Thanksgiving dinner, and you go to the kitchen at 3:30 in the morning, and you grab a slice of cold cherry pie.
That's exactly what it is, though. It's that aftertaste, you know.
The spice or something about it has that, like, a pie flavor.
I like it. We're drinking pie. Okay, awesome. So that's the cherry one.
Yes.
What is the last one? And again, we went from dry to sweet.
We did.
So this will be the sweetest one that we've had.
Yes, this is going to be the sweetest one. And this is Michigan honey. Made from actual honey in Michigan. Again, I want to point out.
Nice.
Squeezed out some bees.
And this, right, we squeezed out some of that.
You wring them out. You milked some bees?
We milked some bees. There is actually a little bee on the front.
Look at there. That bee's been milked.
Yes. He has been.
What is going on?
I have energy drinks and beer in me right now. That's what's happening.
That is what's happened here today.
I got a real concoction just swimming around. Okay, so...
Yeah,
I have nipples, Hunter. Can you milk me?
No.
Oh dear.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So this is definitely a little bit sweeter, right? But I still am like, I can drink that.
That is so unique.
Yeah.
See, it is. It's a little sweeter, but it's not a sugar bomb.
Mm-mm.
It's not. It's not like your typical.
You can really taste the honey.
Good stuff.
Wow, is that good?
Yep, good stuff. So, like I said, these four are all available in a variety pack. These four are also available by themselves. So, if you try the variety pack and you're like, "Oh, I really like that cherry," you can buy the cherry by itself.
Awesome.
So there's nothing in here that you can't buy. If you know, it's just more for a variety, right?
All available now.
All available now.
Perfect.
It's been available. Again, we're just into cider season. Wanted to bring that to the forefront. This is a local product. We're excited about it. And the packaging is beautiful of the sampler pack.
Yeah.
And the ciders are beautiful.
And it's local too. It's Michigan. Yeah. Michigan brewed, and that is just awesome. Get your flannels out, get your stocking caps.
Yeah, it's fall season.
It's fall season. These would go great around the campfire. So awesome. So get it now. Virtue, their cider collection, individuals, sampler packs. You can find out more on our website, WIRX.com. We'll have this all podcasted. Is that all?
That's all I got, folks.
Ah, that's good.
That's
you
all
know
I
what?
Got.
You done good,
that's
kid.
All.
I like
thanks. Thanks.
All right. We'll be back with more. Jenna, thank you as always.
Thank you.
It's Hey Bud at the Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back.